total lunacy. I'm talking about idiots just walking around everywhere. There's just no other way to put it. I mean, I don't know if it's brainwashing. I don't know if the PSYOP is really working. I don't know if people have just really always been... Have they always been this stupid? I mean, the fact that we're walking around amongst people who are in airports wearing full biohazard suits. I mean, I'm literally seeing pictures of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that you would like walk on the moon with.
That's the real pandemic, my man.
Their boots are covered. They're wearing these white cloth, you know what I'm talking about? These biohazard suits.
Yeah.
Then they've got their whole face covered. They've got these N95 masks on. The only thing that you can see is their eyes. They've got things pulled way down over their head. Their hoods are pulled tight. They're wearing the mask, and then they've got the little breather port, and then they've got their these big visors on. I'm not kidding, man. I mean, I'm seeing these pictures. It's absolutely ridiculous, and you said it. You said it. The real pandemic here is not COVID-19, is not the coronavirus. The real pandemic is the response to it.
Mm-hmm.
The real pandemic is the people who have been so brainwashed that they actually believe that a virus with a 99.98% survival rate is worth going through all of this. And as a result of that, as a result of the media being able to capitalize on this sheer stupidity, that's what this is. This is sheer stupidity. You are stupid, sir and ma'am. If you're listening to the program, I want you to know, yes, I'm talking about you, and you are stupid. There's no mincing words here. If you are driving around in your car right now listening to me and Richard on the radio, if you're listening to this program and you're by yourself, if you're wearing a mask while you're turn the channel. I don't even want you listening to this program. You won't understand any of it because you and I are not on the same page. None of this would be possible without the great sponsors on our website. You can find them, Johnson Jewelers, as well as Verve Forever. We're going to talk about Johnson Jewelers here coming up in just a little bit. Right now, I want to take the time to stop down and talk about Verve Forever. And I appreciate you guys being patient. I know that you know that we have to pay the bills, and this yep. wouldn't be possible without them. So I appreciate you being patient. I know that you look forward to these programs, and trust me, we're going to get to some meat and potato. You won't believe the Facebook post that I'm going to talk about here in a second. This is really something.
Yeah, this guy.
But Verve Forever, I want to talk about them. I have told you on this program before that I had shoulder pain. It was to the point where I was going to have surgery. It got canceled because of the pandemic, postponed or whatever. Now I'm not going to have it because of CBD products. I was a naysayer. Well, I wouldn't even say that I was a naysayer. I didn't know anything about it. I was an uneducated consumer, a non-consumer. I am a full-fledged 100% supporter, endorser, and consumer and customer of Verve Forever now. These CBD products have completely changed my life. I have absolutely zero shoulder pain. And you know how long it took? Do you know how long it took for me to rid of my shoulder pain? Like an hour. Like 1 hour. After I applied this Verve Forever cream to my shoulder, the endoclavicular area, that's where the clavicle joins the acromion. We don't have to get into all that. I'm no Dr. Joe Biden here. And then there's a strip that you put on over the top of that, if you so choose. But I think it was the cream that did it. Maybe the strip. I don't know, because I used them both. And literally woke up. I put them on before I went to bed. I woke up about an hour later. I had to piss. I forgot to piss before I went to bed. I had to piss. And I'm telling you, I got it. And normally when I roll and I sleep on that side, what is it really that funny? A guy forgets to piss.
I love you, brother.
Well, the feeling is mutual. And I hope you had a great new year, too. It was a shame that we couldn't spend it together. I know that you had your things going on and I had mine. But anyways, so when I'm laying on that side and I get up, there's just this stiffness, man. I mean, it's like I can't even move my arm. Just wincing. The pain is a 10. But I woke up an hour later to use the bathroom, and I'm telling you, there was no pain. I was like, wait a minute. This is weird. My mobility was back. Everything was back. CBD products really do it, and Verve is the highest quality CBD that you can get your hands on at the most affordable prices. So make sure that you get over to the website. That is thepcradioshow.com. Thepcradioshow.com. Just click on the Verve link over at thepcradioshow.com, and we are on. tomorrow is the day. Patriots Day tomorrow. I am really looking forward to this event and to everything that is going on in Washington, D.C. with the president calling everybody down to be there. And there's no doubt something going on in your state as well, so make sure that you figure out where to go. At PLM, by the way, Patriots Lives Matter. And yes, we will be printing PLM, those shirts, baby. And those shirts will be available on our website by the end of next week. So make sure that you continue to check. There's no doubt that we'll announce it here. PLM, Patriot Lives Matter. The stupidity is not only related to the coronavirus. We brought you the body cam footage from this incident in Minneapolis where there was a police-involved shooting. We'll just listen to this here real quick.
Stop your car! Hands up! Hands up!
He asked to die there. He shot at the police after attempting to run them over. You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. One way surely not to get shot by the police is don't shoot at them. And again, I'm no Dr. Jill, but I think that math checks out. So anyways, in response to this, of course, then this guy's father is down there talking to the media. And you called it. You called it yesterday on the show that there was going to be the photo of him coming out with his, you know, his button up on or his grad robe or something along those lines. And sure as hell, you're damn right. We're seeing all the pictures of what a fine, upstanding young Eden Prairie citizen this guy was and how he just he didn't deserve to die. Well, actually, to the contrary, yes, he did. He tried to kill police officers and therefore he deserves to die. They're not going to ask him to put the gun down and stop shooting. They're not going to offer him a hostess cake from inside of the gas station that he's in the parking lot of. They're not going to pat him on the back and have a sit down with him and talk to him about what might be going on inside of his mind. They're going to preserve their own lives. They're going to preserve the life of the passenger in that vehicle, which, by the way, they did. And with all of that going on and all of that gunfire, these cops were so well trained and so polished that the passenger that was sitting right next to him experienced no injuries whatsoever. Nobody in that parking lot. There were multiple vehicles parked there. Nobody in that parking lot was hurt. This guy was not able to hurt anybody else. He fully intended on going out that night and dying, and he accomplished his mission. Now, there are certainly some people like this guy right here. I want to show you this profile picture of Terry Walters. All right. And if you're listening to us on the air, this Terry Walters guy, welcome, by the way, to our iHeartRadio audience. And you can also find us anywhere where podcasts are, the Apple Podcast Store, iTunes, all that stuff. We're there. Spotify, Pandora, we're all over the place. This is Terry Walters. I'm showing, for those of you viewing the program, I'm showing his profile here. This is his actual profile picture here if you want an up-close view. He's got the filter there, ACAB. All cops are bastards. Now, it blows me away, first of all, Richard, that these filters are available on Facebook. This doesn't violate community standards?
Yeah, where's the censorship?
This doesn't violate community standards. Now, if I said all Democrats are bastards, do you think that would fly on Facebook?
I wonder if we created we should create one of those, a PLM little filter to put on your profile picture.
Yeah.
I wonder if that'll stay up.
Yeah, we should. We should do that. I'm going to leave that responsibility for you. That's your job. Well, we'll put it on Intern Boy. But no, Intern Boy sucks. You do it. Figure that out, how to do these Facebook profile filters. But here it is. This is this guy. This is, what was his name again? Terry Walters. Terry Walters. And so here he is with his girl. By the way, on his profile here, it says that he's interested in men and women. Okay, well, that's fine. We're not going to judge here. No problem. But here's the point. In response to the shooting there, and this isn't even funny. I don't know why I'm laughing. I'm probably laughing because you're laughing, and your laugh is pretty contagious. But here it is.
Well, thank you.
I'll read it for you. Terry Walters posts, reading some of these comments, and I'm just disgusted with our community. All that we know right now is that a pig murdered a citizen who chose to exchange gunfire with the officer. If you shoot at someone, that does not mean that you deserve to die.
What?
Justice is not murdering the person before a judicial trial. You bootlickers really have no shame, do you?
This is exactly the if you shoot at me, you better expect to die. Who in their right mind has this frame of this thought process that, well, just because he shot at the cops doesn't mean that he should die. It doesn't give them the right to kill him.
This guy does. What? This guy has that train of thought. Terry Walters. Looks like he works at, he's a risk assessment analyst, according to his profile, at Bank of America. So if that is true, I'm wondering if Bank of America is aware of Terry Walters. I'm wondering if Bank of America endorses this particular post right here, where a pig murdered a citizen who chose to exchange gunfire with the officer. And if you shoot at someone, that doesn't mean that you deserve to die. I wonder if Bank of America would back this up, would double down on this. If maybe they would. Maybe Bank of America is one of these companies that just, you know, that we talked about Goodyear. Goodyear was out here saying, you know, Black Lives Matter. And they had their insignia all over a tire or all over their advertisement or something like that. We saw what happened to Goodyear. So when Patriots decide, oh, no, we're not going to do business with you anymore, it just doesn't do it. It doesn't bode well for the businesses that support this type of thing that we're looking at here. Absolutely. In this post. And, you know, so I don't know whether or not his profile is accurate. I think a lot of people say that they work at a lot of different places. We've seen that before. But
true religion.
Yeah, a lot of people work there. They don't advertise on this show, by the way, and they never will. No. But this says that he's a risk assessment analyst. Now, first of all, let's just say that Bank of America is completely unaware of this guy whatsoever and that this guy's just completely lying because he does look like he's half goon. But, you know, he's got something wrong with him. I mean, you can just tell by looking at his profile picture here that this guy's got, you know, the water in Burnsville, there's something in that water. Or wherever he comes from there. Where did it say that he came from? Rochester.
Rochester.
Yeah, we definitely know that in Rochester, there's something in the water.
Yes.
But, and we can speak on this because we're from here, okay? We're from the Twin Cities metropolitan area of Minneapolis and St. Paul, and we know what happened. We know that this is not a real typical way of thinking. This would not be normal anywhere for somebody to be talking like this. This guy is definitely an emotionally disturbed person in crisis who needs somebody to go check on him. Somebody should go check on Terry Walters right now. But let's just
maybe the Proud Boys should go check on him.
I'm not encouraging anything like that. I'm just saying that this guy here, this doesn't have anything to do with Donald Trump. This doesn't have anything to do with that. But what this has to do with is complete and sheer idiocy. Okay, this guy here is a complete idiot. Now, let's just say that Bank of America has heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say that he does work there. And let's just say that Bank of America says, no, we're totally against this. We don't condone this, and let's just say that they fire him. Okay, that's all fine and well. But anybody who has had their risk assessed or analyzed by the risk assessment analyst called Terry Walters ought to ask for their money back, because whoever's been handling your risk and assessing and analyzing your risk is a complete effing idiot. And that would be this guy right here. Terry Walters.
Man.
We'll just let you read the post here one more time. I got to read this one more time. Reading some of these comments, and I'm just disgusted with our community. All that we know right now is that a pig murdered a citizen who chose to exchange gunfire with the officer. That's all. That's all. No big deal. No big deal. No big deal here, Terry Walters. That's all he did was just all he did was exchange some gunfire with an officer. If you shoot at someone, that doesn't mean that you deserve to die. I can't even say this. I can't even read this anymore with a straight face. It's just
idiotic, man. I don't. Somebody should also go and probably slap his parents for, you know, not trying to teach him better. That's absolutely ridiculous. It doesn't matter if it's a cop that the guy it does matter, but for the sake of the conversation, it doesn't matter if you shoot at a cop or you shoot at a hunter or you shoot at some woman on the street corner. You should expect that person then pull out a weapon and shoot back at you. If you pick up a firearm and point it at anybody, you better be prepared to take their life, because that's what this is for.
This is not show and tell.
Right.
Who was the one who, Clint Eastwood said famously, skin that smoke wagon.
Yeah.
Right. Isn't that what he said?
I don't know.
Are you feeling lucky, chump? I know he said that.
Oh yeah.
If you
got to ask yourself,
Tupac famously said, you pull that on me, you better use it. You better kill me. You pull that gun on me, you better kill me. And that's right. This is not show and tell. And I am a huge Tupac fan, by the way. Just a little Stu Peters trivia there. So if anybody, there should be a Stu trivia Peters, Stu Peters trivia game coming out sometime soon, I would imagine. What next do you Christmas. Know about Stu Peters? Next Christmas, it'd be a great gift. It'll be available at thepcradioshow.com, no doubt. But this guy,
I'll kick anybody's ass in that game, by the way.
But listen, well, yes, you will. But listen, this guy, Terry Walters, okay, he is basically the spokesperson for a group of people that feel the same way. He is the one, and here's one thing I can say about Terry Walters. He had the balls to say it. Specifically, well, I think, in a place where there was a lot of pro-police conservative-type voices that were talking. But this
guy
here,
I'm not convinced that he thinks that it was wrong. You know, these people of his generation, I'm not convinced that a person like Terry Walters is a lone wolf. There's many of them, and they don't think that any of those words that he had said were wrong at all.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. He's the spokesperson for a whole lot of people that actually walk around amongst us thinking like this.
Yeah, the green-haired basement dwellers.
Thinking that if you shoot at a cop, that doesn't mean that you deserve to die. Well, does the cop deserve to die then? Who is it, Terry Walters, that deserves to die? And if somebody, anybody, you know, I'm actually thinking about starting to do some call-in shows. Maybe on Fridays we'll do call-in shows. And we'll be live where people can call us. And they, you know, I would love to hear from people who think like this. Because I would have I would probably keep them on the phone for quite some time because I've got a lot of questions. I got a lot of questions as to what might be going on inside of your brain that would actually make you feel that it is somehow on the officer to die first rather than preserving the life of everybody else in that parking lot, preserving the lives of their partners, preserving the lives of the general public, the passenger inside of that vehicle, when this guy is clearly so out of his mind that when approached by police officers, multiple squads, that rather than obeying lawful commands from a law enforcement officer, he tries to run them over and then shoots at them. This guy's out of his mind, clearly. Or he
has a
death
wish. I wonder if he thinks that soldiers should be shooting back at the enemies when they get shot at.
That's a great question. That is a great question.
In a combat situation.
We talked a little bit yesterday about these people walking around wearing these bio suits, and I mentioned it at the beginning of the program.
Yeah.
These people, I think, fall into the same category as Terry Walters. And I say that because, yes, you're stupid. And I'm sorry. It's not meant to be funny. It's actually really a damn shame, Richard, to be honest with you, because these are really wasted lives. They are. And that might sound a little exaggerated. I don't know. It might sound insensitive, but these are wasted lives. You are wasting your life away, Terry Walters. If you really believe that this is how our world is supposed to work, you are wasting your life. You will never amount to anything. You will never be anybody other than a parasite piece of shit if this is really how you feel. If you really feel that a person who exchanges gunfire with an officer, if you shoot at somebody and you then don't in turn deserve to die, you are wasting your life. And I feel very sorry for you. And now, although I don't believe that mask wearers are pieces of shit, I do believe that they're in the same category as far as the waste of their life. What possible quality of life can a person have who is walking around wearing bio suits, who really believes when the mainstream media tells you that a virus that has a 99.8% survival rate is going to be the end of the world? Who believes that there could be a quality of life? What kind of life could you be living when you separate yourself from your family at the holidays, at Thanksgiving and at Christmas and over New Year's? What kind of quality of life can you be having when you're leaving grandma at home by herself or in her home by herself, never going to visit her because you're scared of this thing. There are people, elderly people, literally protesting this thing, standing outside of their care facilities, holding signs that say, I would rather die of COVID-19 than die of a lonely heart. And I would bet you that the vast majority of these elderly people who really, I mean, they've lived a long life.
Yep.
By all intents and purposes, they are nearing the end of life. Tragic, yes. Sad, yes. Losing somebody is never a good thing. Everybody has to die of something. And the end of their life will be... So what are you really doing? You know, if grandma really has 3 or 4 years left in her, so you put her in this home so she could be cared for properly, and that's a place where you can go and visit her, and it's a nice place. I mean, it's got chandeliers and whatnot. You know, and they serve her three hots. And she has the fellowship hall where she can go down and she can sip on her wine or, you know, have a milk or something and some cookies and listen to the piano player, some Ensure. There you go. And have a piano player in the lobby, you know, or a guest comedian that comes in once a week or maybe a clown show. I don't know. You know, I remember when my grandma was in and grandfather were in these types of facilities, and they were actually very nice. Actually, my wife, prior to becoming a nurse, worked in one of these places as a CNA. And so, the certified nursing assistant, for those of you that don't know. And so, she's going to be there for the remainder of her life, which when you get to one of these places, you're probably talking 5 years or less, right? And
yeah, maybe.
Yeah, if it's an assisted living facility. I'm not just talking about an old folks home where people go and live independently. I'm talking about a facility where people are being cared for around the clock.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, you have some ailments. If it's not just old age, you've got some other things going on. And yes, before you jump all over me, I do understand that that makes you a higher risk of contracting the coronavirus and having ill side effects. So don't jump all over me. Just let me finish my thought here. But if the last 5 years are going to be spent, did you see that flash? That was really weird.
No.
See, the Chinese, they're hacking into my stuff. They hear me talking here about their virus over there. And this thing just flashed big time. There was like this anarchy symbol that flashed on my screen. I'm not even kidding.
Wow.
That was really strange. Is Terry Walters here? If the...
You son of a bitch.
If you've got 5 years or less left to live, and you're old, I'm just going to speak for myself, okay? How about this? Instead of speculating as to what somebody else might think, I'll just say this. If I'm in my 80s or 70s or whatever it is, maybe I'm in my 50s, but I've got terminal cancer, and I'm going to go die, and I'm going to spend the last few months or years of my life, I want to be able to see my family. So I don't really give a shit if I get the coronavirus. I'm going to take my chances. Now, Richard, to get personal here, you have a mother-in-law who is how old?
She just turned 79.
79.
78.
78. A 78-year-old woman.
Last week.
Who has some pretty serious health conditions.
Yes.
And yes. She contracted the coronavirus.
Yep.
And she was the Mike Tyson to the coronavirus.
Whooped its ass. In 7 days.
Now, let's talk about these underlying conditions so people don't just think that she had a cold or something.
Oh, you want me to list them?
Yeah, go for it. I want to hear it. Okay. We've got the time. We've got about a minute, so if you can go through it.
Okay, so she had two aortic dissections. She had pneumonia multiple times. She had the COVID. She had a stroke, then another stroke, and then had meningitis in her brain. And now she's home and she's doing a lot better. Although she's going on week 8 now of the shingles. She has a paralyzed vocal cord and can't swallow. So she has a feeding.
She just cannot catch a break.
Right. And so when she was in the hospital, for all intents and purposes in a coma, and caught the coronavirus and woke up, it was the last of their worries. The last of their worries.
Yeah.
And mind you, when she got it, there was only one person that was allowed to go daily to visit her for 3 hours a day, and that was her husband, my father-in-law. He got it too. He's 80. And while he had it, he was replacing the damn shingles on the house. He rebuilt the deck. He painted 3 rooms. And he's also got severe asthma, carries an inhaler and all that trash. And so I have a hard time when people are talking about how crazy deadly this is. And, you know, I have this underlying condition, which, all right, cool. It is what it is. But if you're a healthy person and you have no other underlying conditions or no compromised immune system, and you're wearing a bio suit out in public because the coronavirus is going to kill you.
Now, here's what I want to stop you.
You're delusional.
Even if you do have underlying conditions, and even if you aren't necessarily the most healthy person in the world,
mm-hmm.
what I'm talking about here is the quality of life. Because
yes,
if you are really here on this earth for this very short period of time, and your whole life from here on out is going to be spent running from something, because believe me, if you think this thing is just going somewhere, it isn't. This thing is not going. I mean, you're going to have to get it, and you're going to have to beat it. And for those of you that aren't going to take the vaccine, and even if you do have the vaccine, we've already seen a new strain of this stuff coming out in the UK, and now it's here in Colorado.
Colorado, yeah.
So now do we have to wait for a new and improved another vaccine? Well, what are we going to do if Trump isn't there to have Operation Warp Speed to allow it to? I mean, come on.
So quality of life is a very it's something that's important to me, right? And so when my mother-in-law was going through all this, and there was at one point my wife and her dad went to the hospital to talk with the chaplain and his team because they were talking about, well, I don't know if she's going to get any better. She
right.
hasn't woke up
yet. I mean, they were actually talking about pulling the plug, right?
Well, that's what they were recommending as far as considering it. And so then the conversation becomes, well, what if she does wake up? Well, okay, well, if she does wake up, we can't ensure that she's going to walk again. We can't ensure that she's going to eat or drink again. We can't ensure that she's going to have a good quality of life. And so, you know, they don't tell you, of course, hey, we're going to pull the plug and, you know, come say goodbye type thing. But it's something that they talk to you about.
Yeah.
And so as it relates to what you're saying, if I got 5 years left on this planet and I got to spend 1 year of it even alone, I'm good, man. I've walked my walk and my journey is coming to an end. So let's just call it.
I'm right? a little
I don't want to, I don't want to be alone. And quality of life is super important to me as it relates to my parents and grandparents.
Yeah, and I think it should be important to everybody, except for Terry Walters. He doesn't care about having a quality of life.
I don't care about his quality of life.
I have a theory on what you just told me, and call me a cynic, but I think I might be onto something here.
Uh-oh.
We'll be back in 120 seconds. Go nowhere. PC Radio is on.
We will force votes.
We will not stop.
Any Republican senator is part of the cover-up.
What the f***?
Impeachment.
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 This is madness.
The PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Back in a minute.
Yeah, we'll be back in actually 2 minutes. But first, we want to stop down and remind you about our great friends over at Johnson Jewelers. And they really are great friends because we do a lot of business with them. They advertise with us. And then, of course, in turn, and even before they advertised with us, we were customers. That's full disclosure. That is real talk right there. We were actually customers of Johnson Jewelers long before we ever even had this radio show. Okay, yep. And you can fact check that.
Years ago.
You can also fact check the quality of this stuff because, well, I'm telling you, the quality is second to none. They guarantee their product. They guarantee they'll actually give you your money back and take your product back. I know that because they've offered to do that with me. Hey, if we send it to you and you don't like it, no problem. And they don't just say that because I'm Stu Peters, the super famous, very prolific and well-spoken radio show host. They do it because that's what they do with everybody. Johnson Jewelers is online, johnsonjewelers.com. If you happen to be in the Communist People's Republic of Minnesota, under the rule of Tim Jung Walls, you can certainly stop in there. They're located in Woodbury, and just look them up online where their location is. But Johnson Jewelers is online, and I think that's the most important thing here, is because no matter where you are, no matter what you have in mind, no matter if it's a pendant or if it's a crest, if it's a diamond, if it's a stone, if it was left behind by your fat Uncle Stan or by your loving grandmother, and you just want it made into something perfect for you. And we'll get to the fat Uncle Stan story. Sometime somebody's going to have to hear about it. Why does he keep referring to this fat Uncle Stan guy?
It's great.
Well, because I'm telling you, this is a hell of a story. Johnson Jewelers, if you just have a couple of phone calls, exchange a few emails, they can make that custom piece for you, and they'll guarantee its quality. And I will, too, right here. I promise you, right now. JohnsonJewelers.com. Visit them online right now. JohnsonJewelers.com.
The PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Back in a minute.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4812. 800-978-4812. 800-978-4812. That's 800-978-4812.
Attention, liberal snowflakes. Caught you listening again.
Well, you happen to have caught me in a moment of self-pleasure.
Stewie and Richie, the patriotically correct radio show, is on the Warrior Radio Network.
Welcome back to all of our iHeartRadio listeners live on iHeartRadio. The station is Mojo 50. That's Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern. Oh, you're getting down to that beat, aren't you?
I like that beat.
Yeah, that's that West Coast stuff right there.
Yep.
And then anywhere that you can find your podcast, we also post frequently to Rumble. Make sure that you subscribe to our free Rumble account. Just search PC Radio over there. Those numbers are growing super fast, really huge, as people are moving away from these big tech companies that wish to censor us and try to delete us. The ones, for example, that will not even mention the fact that Dominion was hacked on live television in Fulton County, Georgia. And unless you listen to this program, you wouldn't know about any of it. We brought it to you just last week. I told you, OAN told you, I think Bongino mentioned it. Other than that, unless you're listening to the three of us, big monsters out here, you're not listening to anybody real, all right? So get away from those people and make sure that you tune in. Go join our Rumble account. Lots of really great clips on there, too. We do really great interviews. People like John Voight have been on the show, obviously, Sheriff David Clark. I actually was texting with Clark just this last week, and he said that he wants to come on after we get through the holidays and all that. He wants to talk about some of the same stuff that we talk about. Great Patriots. And then we're going to try to get General Flynn on the show. We are booked with Cassandra Fairbanks. She's supposed to be coming on here, and we had Chad Prather on. Just really good Patriots. Derek Sisson was on. Tim Klund. Let's see. Craig the Sawman Sawyer. Just really good, heroic Patriots. Patriot lives matter. I want to talk to you about, Richard, going back. And we are a forward-moving show. So I don't like to go back and rehash things. But it's only been 120 seconds. I mean, so I think it's fair to talk about what we were talking about. I know the news cycle has changed since then, and there's probably breaking stuff everywhere. Mm-hmm. But today we're just having a conversation. There's a lot of stress out here. There really is. And by the way, the CBD from Verve can help you with that too. So visit thepcradioshow.com and get yourself some CBD, man. And no, I'm not taking the stuff with the THC, although this listening audience may feel at sometimes that I do. I'm not. You were talking about the doctors and your mother-in-law. She had been, if anybody's just joining us right now, Richard's mother-in-law, who just turned 79 years old, was hospitalized. She's had everything happen to her, from the shingles to strokes, meningitis, and the COVID. And when she was out of it, when she was actually on life support, right? I mean, she was intubated.
Yeah, on a ventilator, yep.
Yep, she was intubated. Now, normally, I mean, the likelihood for somebody to actually come out of that is the odds are not in their favor.
No.
At all. The odds are stacked. Intern Boy was saying 95%. I don't know if that's an accurate number. We can't really. He's fake news.
So, he can't even get the truth bell right.
No. So let's not. But it is significantly the odds are against you if you're intubated, right? And so you're having this conversation with these doctors. And they're, you know, telling you, cautioning you about the quality of life and these things and, you know, that if she comes back, she may never walk again. If she comes back, this and that. And she's got the Rona. You know, she's got the COVID. That's probably... I hate to be a cynic, And I wasn't there for the conversation, so I'm not going to speculate that they were trying to talk you into something, because I didn't hear of how they were doing it. But it sure seems to me, just hearing what you were saying, that they were kind of stacking the odds against her ever having, you know, a really good quality of life again. And yep. We have to remember that these are profitable businesses. Hospitals are. These are for-profit businesses. These are run by hospital administrators who typically don't even have a degree that, like a doctor. They're not doctors. They're not providers. They are business administrators who have to worry about keeping their jobs, and they keep their jobs by worrying about what the bottom line is.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible? Do you feel like it's possible that they were trying to cash in on the coronavirus? Because they do. They get paid somewhere between 35 and 40 grand to intubate her, you know, to have a COVID positive patient up in their bed. And then mm-hmm. if she passes away, that number, I believe, increases even beyond that. Is it possible that that's what was going on?
Well, I think so. I mean, of course, I think it's possible, you know, and I just, I think that she's probably one of the miracle cases, not for getting over the COVID, but all the other things. Just last week on New Year's Eve, she stood up by herself. And in April or May, they were talking about, well, you know, we may have to, you know, think about, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And because not only was it the condition she was in, but it also came down to, I don't know how long insurance is going to, you know, allow her to stay here.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we're going to be able to find a care facility that'll take her, because she has a breathing tube and she has a feeding tube and she has COVID. So those were all challenges that, you know, my wife and my father-in-law had to go through. And then, you know, it was like clockwork. One day she opened her eyes. She wasn't like normal, back to normal, but she was trying to speak. And they took the breathing tube out, and then another week went by, and they were able to, you know, she was able to move her legs, you know, but she was laying so long that, you know, the feet start to turn in, the muscles atrophy and all that stuff. And now, just last week, she was standing on her own.
You know, I've met her, and she's such a quick-witted, fun-spirited, yeah. you know, person, but I didn't realize.
She's got all that back.
I didn't realize what a fighter. You know, and it reminds me of my grandmother, and you listening to the program, I know that you have people that you know, whether it was your grandma or maybe your auntie or your fat uncle Stan. You know, there are people out here that are just, everybody in our family, it should be this way. It should be that everybody in your family is extremely important to you.
Yeah.
And when there are elderly people there, if you're concerned about them contracting this thing, then obviously there are things that you can do to protect your loved ones from the exposure to this kind of thing.
Yeah.
But what I'm getting at is, it's been proven that the lockdowns are counterproductive, that it actually breeds more COVID-19 spread. It's been yeah. proven that there is no scientific data to support masking. If you can inhale your stupid little vape pen through this thing and then blow out the vapor and it comes straight out of there, no problem. Well, I got to believe that these little molecules, I mean, they're microscopic. Masking is doing nothing other than muzzling you.
Well, I think that the mask thing, the best question.
And boy,
the
I was just about to go in too. So you folks are really lucky that Richard came in here, because man, when I said that this is doing nothing but muzzling you, Richard, I was really going to go down the rabbit hole, but go ahead.
Well, stand on the edge of the hole, 'cause you can jump in a second. The best question and the best theory that I've ever heard.
Thanks for allowing
as
me
it relates
to
masking is, if it's so deadly and it's so contagious, and you know, we talked about it last week, I think, swab my mask.
Yeah, well,
don't go up into my brain.
Talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
You should be able to swab.
Nobody can answer
swab
that.
My pillow. You know, you should listen.
Stay away from my pillow.
The fact of the matter is that when you're talking about the coronavirus, the history books from our future will write about how this was by far and away the biggest scam. Well, maybe other than the stolen election. But this was part of the stolen election. This was the locomotive that drove you away from...
It's all connected.
It's all connected. Absolutely.
And this might be bigger because people are making billions of dollars.
Yeah, I mean, look at Moderna. Look at Pfizer. They're up there lobbying the federal government to make these things mandatory. Well, of course they're lobbying for a mandate. Of course they are. If I had a product that I could guarantee sales because the government is going to force you to take my pill... it's insane. The muzzling of America.
Let me jump in here quick. Let me tell you something.
Again, he did it again. This is not my fault, but I'm going to allow this to continue.
For one dose of the COVID-19 vaccination, either Pfizer or the Moderna one, is $37 per shot.
Okay.
So tell me that these people aren't making billions of dollars on this thing.
Well, let's see. $37 times two. Here we go. Yep. This is... No, go ahead. Tell me. I mean, you're no Dr. 74. Jill Biden. 74. Okay.
Yes.
$37 times two is 74. Because we know that it requires you to take the shot twice, right?
Correct.
You have to... That's what they had to make sure that you were aware of that. 330 million times 74. You're not doing it, are you?
Way too much.
Yes, of course there's billions of dollars going around here, and that is exactly what's happening. This is a way for somebody to get rich. There is no such thing as an effective vaccine that was dumped into the market just months after the virus got here. If that were the case, then why don't we have a vaccination for the common cold? If that were the case, why don't we have a vaccination for pneumonia? If that were the case, why don't we have a vaccination for influenza A or B? People are dying of this thing all of the time until the coronavirus came here, and now nobody is dying from the flu. Nobody's dying from pneumonia.
Interesting.
Nobody's dying of strokes, congestive heart failure, heart attack, gunshot wounds, traffic accidents, hunting accidents, falls. Nobody's dying from this stuff anymore because they're testing positive.
Even the guy in the RV, like you said, died of the COVID.
Well, that was a joke. But I mean, yes. But he did. I'm sure. That's what he died from. Yes. The FBI concluded and Fauci confirmed that by the way, when is Fauci going to go to jail? So the muzzling of America is, and I was going to go down a rabbit hole, but you interrupted my train of thought twice. And so screw it. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Here's the thing of the. All right. I got to go there.
Do it. Get in.
If you can take a freedom-loving American who is the simplest of people, who is a law-abiding person like you and I, but let's just talk about Tom. And Tom has a 9-to-5 job, and he goes and he works every day. He maybe has a speeding ticket or two in his history. He's got 2.3 kids and a poodle at home, maybe a cat. He's got his wife of 14 years. He works his damn effing ass off to make, you know, $38,000 to $42,000 a year. He's on the shitty Obamacare bronze plan. It's breaking his back. You know, he's trying to support his family. His kids are out of school. He can't teach them anymore. He can't work anymore because now he's got to teach them. If you can take a guy like Tom, who generally is a law-abiding person, who... I don't really know about this coronavirus thing. I mean, I don't really get into that. You know, I don't really know about this stolen election thing. I don't really talk about politics, you know. And he sees all this stuff going on around him, and the place that he gets his news is, you know, if it happens to be on at 9 o'clock or whatever. So he knows that Trump is an orange skinned misogynistic, bigoted racist, you know, who tweets irresponsible things all the time, and that's what he's spoon-fed by mommy media. And now daddy government is telling him that the coronavirus is going to take him out, and he doesn't really know, but he doesn't really care. because he, whatever, right? I just want to
is what it is.
Be able to go out to the bar and have a beer with my buddies on Thursdays at bowling or something, you know. And I want to be able to, you know, go to the ball game with Junior and you know, just enjoy a concert with the missus, you know, or go to the resort, you know, that we go to once a year. I save up all year for it, and we can't even go there now. That's kind of what Tom is looking forward to, is just kind of getting back to this gripping reality of the normal that just fails to exist at all anymore, because everybody is so effing scared of every shit and little thing that comes in their direction. But Tom, he doesn't care, so he's going to go ahead and, you know, he's going to go ahead with the vaccine. There's a lot of people out there like Tom.
Well, that's the middle class, right?
Tom is another guy that, well, not necessarily, but let me finish. Tom also, you know, he's gone along with the masking thing. He hates it. He hates the hell out of that thing. God, I can't even breathe. This stupid effing thing. And he's ripping it off. I can see him when he gets in his car. You know, he can't wait to take that thing off. He's also the guy that pulls up to the hardware store because he's working on his weekend project that he's all excited about. And he pulls up and he says, shit, he forgot his mask, you know, and, they don't offer him, but they're not going to let him in. And he doesn't want to be that guy. So he turns around and he goes and gets it, or just screw the project, I'll do it another time. And so Tom has been conquered. They know how to get Tom. Tom's pretty easy to get. He just watches the news every once in a while, and he maybe checks his Facebook. And, of course, on that feed, that's all he sees, too. And he doesn't really have an opinion, so he's pretty easily got. He just wants to return to normal. And that group of people is growing in numbers, I think, on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because everybody craves a normal. And not everybody listens to this program. Although they should, they don't. They've never heard of it. They've never heard of Glenn Beck. They don't even know that Rush Limbaugh has cancer. Sean Hannity is just a yelling guy with a pen on Fox News Channel, and they don't subscribe to that anymore because they can't afford to have cable news anymore, because they just, all they can afford is the rabbit ears. They're not going to pay for TV anymore because the coronavirus has killed the Mrs. Small Business and forced Tom to, you know, go part-time because he's got to be an educator now at home. And that number of people is growing, and what's happening is the number of people that are giving up is increasing. I talk to people, I see it on social media, and it starts with this, Richard. It starts with, I'm just so tired of this. I just can't wait for it all to be over. What exactly does that mean?
Yeah, what does that look like, being over?
Does being over mean that the election is done and Joe Biden has successfully stolen this thing away from the American people and from against the will of United States citizens? And we just say, just screw it, just... How bad can it really be? Is that what it means by just being over? Or is it, I just want it to be over. Okay, so now it's over. Junior can return to playing hockey, but he has to wear a mask on the ice. But we're just going to, just who cares? Just, it. Look.
At least they can play.
Why even fight it? At least they can play.
And so all these things that you just outlined, Stu, all go back to the conversation you and I had in the truck when we were working a few days ago, that there are so many things because of this coronavirus scam that we as Americans just have to accept. Tom has to just accept the fact that he's got to quit working to teach his kids. He's got to accept the fact that the kids got to wear a mask playing hockey. He has to accept the fact that he can't have cable TV. He can't have Nickelodeon for the kids to watch so they can watch SpongeBob and enjoy a half an hour of free time. There's all these things that are just have to accept.
Tom has to accept communism in America.
And that is what the new normal
looks like.
What they want you to think it should look like.
The cancel culture also is a huge part of this because Tom doesn't really want to say anything against the grain because he doesn't want assholes on his front yard yelling about what a racist he is and threatening to burn down the house that he's worked his whole life for. He doesn't want people following his wife to the supermarket and hassling her. Yeah, you're married to that Tom. He doesn't want when his kids return to school in their biohazard suits after the 100 days of darkness that's been promised to you by the pervert president erect. He doesn't want those kids to be bullied because he's the dad that said something. He doesn't want them treated differently by the educators who are also on social media, and they've seen Tom's post. So he's just not going to... It's just not worth it. Why would I put myself in that position? And Tom has given up. I see this happening far too much. And
way too easy.
So I don't like to end shows on a downer. I don't like to really be a downer. I'm not a fear-mongerer. I'm pointing out the obvious. First of all, you know, I don't know what you do, but I'm going to give it to God. And I have done that. And in all of my prayers and in my gut, which I have been told by my mother and my father for my entire life to always trust your gut. And living by those words for 40 years, in my adult life, which has been about 5 of those years, applying that theory has worked out more than it hasn't. So I'm going to go with my gut. And my gut tells me to take off your mask and pick up the sword. And I don't mean in a physical sense. Not right now. If you come at me, don't think for 2 seconds that I won't put you down. If you come at my family, don't think for 2 seconds that I won't give you a dirt nap, because I will. But grabbing the sword means choosing to step away from anybody, any business, any friend, any relative that has given up. I'm not going to do it. I will not do it. I'm not even going to bother with trying to pick you up because it's too late. It's too late for you. Do not give up. This fight has only just begun. It doesn't matter what Vice President Pence does, whether or not he fights or goes along with the dismissal of a lawsuit doesn't matter. The Kraken doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter what Rudy Giuliani says today or what Lynn Wood tweets tomorrow. What matters is whether or not the spirit of patriotism still burns inside of your heart and what you are willing to do to fight for what you know is right for you and for your family and for this country. And you need to take your mask off and live. Richard, any final thoughts?
Tomorrow's Patriots Day. Get out. Be a patriot.
I don't even know if we're going to be on the air tomorrow. I haven't decided yet if we're going to be on the air.
Patriot Lives Matter. BLM.
I think we're going to be busy tomorrow. Yes. A lot going on. Happy Patriots Day. If we don't see you tomorrow, we will see you on Thursday as PC Radio continues.
The PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Back in a minute.
G'day, mates. Tech Rue here on location in Australia, in search of a rare and elusive wild hare. Most think you would find him when the sun don't shine, but we will find him right here in this primitive Aboriginal outback. I would never consider an excursion like this without my Patriot Supply survivor gear in my pouch. No, not that pouch. I don't have a pouch. In my backpack. Besides the four-week emergency food supply kit that's back at home from preparewithmojo50.com, I've got an emergency blanket, my one-size-fits-all poncho, my snake bite kit, and my Alexa Pure Survival Spring Straw. Crikey, there's a wild hare now. Ain't he a beaut?
Yeah, what's up, Doc?
Find some great deals at preparewithmojo50.com.